I continue to read through the case file for Lucas Gearhart. It's mind-blowing. Okay, so if you're just joining us, the kid is 20 years old. He's a junior at Lake Superior State University. After working his tail off all summer, he buys a Colt AR-15. The night before he leaves, he takes a picture of it sitting against his school stuff, posted in a closed group on Snapchat saying, "This ought to melt snowflakes, and I mean snow," with a smiley face. And he posts that. It's seen by somebody outside of his Snapchat group who contacts the public safety officers at Lake Superior State, who then contact Sault Ste. Marie police officers, and then Chippewa County gets involved, and he is arrested a day after he gets back to campus, charged with making a terroristic threat, a 20-year felony, held on $250,000 bond. He is jailed for 83 days. 83 days for posting a picture. Now, his father, Mark, remains on the line with us. Mark Gearhart, Mark, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, let me explain to the folks listening to the program today, Lake Superior has a different approach to firearms than a lot of universities around the country. In fact, they have a safe storage provision there on campus. If you show up to campus, if you've got a shotgun or a rifle, or if you're going hunting or doing something involved with shooting sports, you can store, in fact, I think you're required to, store your firearm on campus with the public safety office, correct?
That is correct, Steve. That was one of the things that attracted Lucas to the school itself.
Right, and he did that. He took the AR-15. He checked it in with the ammunition when he arrived on campus, as he is supposed to do. And then they come the next day and arrest him anyway. It is completely outrageous. There is no crime here. The fact that the assistant prosecutor is an anti-gun prosecutor or an anti-gun activist or whatever she is completely outrageous. She should recuse herself from the case. She has no business being on this case. And this case should be dismissed immediately. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are exactly along those lines. It's the system, and I'm unfortunately in a case like this. I mean, it's her prerogative, and what I'm finding out is prosecutors have essentially unlimited authority to do exactly whatever they want, and there is really no consequences other than an election to what their decisions are.
Right, and your former attorney, though, he made it clear that this woman said to him, the assistant prosecutor, told him, according to what you've been told, that she didn't think anybody should have a gun like this, and certainly not your son. What has your son done that certainly he shouldn't? He's a conservative. He's outspoken. You know, he's a guy on campus that people know he's conservative, and he has, you know, spirited debates with people that are liberals. That's what college is supposed to be, isn't it?
Absolutely, and Lucas thrived on that. You know, he's not one to back down, and he was never antagonistic about anything. He was held firmly to his conservative beliefs, and unfortunately, in today's environment on campuses, as we know, I mean that is a minority opinion, and the other side is often aggressively pursuing, you know, to shut that down.
All right, so where do we go from here, Mark? Your son, out of jail now, thankfully. Is he still tethered, or where's our situation with the tether?
He is tethered. So the initial ruling was that he could not be tethered outside the county, which wasn't an option. I mean, I have no support structure up there. We got to circuit. It was bound over to circuit court, and we were finally successful in getting them to agree that he could be tethered out of my house. So he's essentially under house arrest. And for the provisions are rather withering for a 20-year-old young man. I mean, he cannot use the internet. He cannot use a cell phone. He cannot. He can't do anything, really, other than sit in the house. He's got a TV. I got a landline in the house now, and that is essentially the extent of it.
That's it. He sits in the house.
We're awaiting trial.
All right. So the latest is he's supposed to go to trial in mid-March here, right? But you're going to ask for a dismissal, which is exactly what you should do. And I can't believe your attorneys haven't lobbied for that to begin with. I would have been lobbying for a complete dismissal from the get-go. But maybe you've been through all of that. The fact of the matter is, this is a system that's out of control. The kid posted a picture. He's no threat to anyone. He did what he was supposed to, turn the gun in, turn the ammunition into Lake Superior State University public safety. Did everything he was supposed to, except he didn't conform to their ideas of the proper thought process, apparently. I'll give you the last word, Mark.
Yes, sir. I think that's pretty close to the mark. And I that was literally the first thing he did before he got his room key or did anything else. He went and turned his gun in to the public safety armory and then unloaded the rest of his gear.
All right. So where do we go from here then? I mean, the trial's coming. Your kid's locked up at home, basically, for lack of a better term. So he may be out of jail, but he's in jail of sorts. He can't socialize. He can't communicate. He can't talk to anyone. He can't leave your house. He's under house arrest because he posted a photograph on social media. Yes?
Yes. And here's the thing with Lucas. Of course, he's concerned about his future. I think this has irreparably harmed his future. He wanted to be a police officer. And I think just with this, with the notoriety and with the arrest record on his file now, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I don't know how that works. But Lucas's view is he's refusing to take a plea. He sees this as we all do, a weak case, and his assumption is if he takes a plea, that's essentially going to screw every kid that comes in after him that gets caught up in this, which is a lot, I'm finding out. So his view is he's going to fight the suit to the end, and we're very confident that we're going to prevail as victorious in this because it is the right thing. This is a First Amendment issue, first of all. I think it became a Second Amendment issue when the assistant prosecutor made that comment. So there's a lot of things that tie to this. You know, they're talking red flag laws.
Sure. I was going to get to. The red flag laws that we tie to. Oh, Lucas is a danger. Let's knock down his door and take his guns away, whether there's proof of it or not. It's an unfortunate situation. Mark, I greatly appreciate you taking the time being here and laying it out for us. We're going to stay in contact with you so you can come back on the program and give us updates as we go forward. But we're with Lucas, your son, on this one. It's an outrageous pursuit by the prosecutors in Chippewa County. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. They ought to be embarrassed of their conduct. And we'll continue to put a light on it. Mark, thank you. I got to run.
Thank you, sir.
Greatly appreciate it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Back after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.